not such a good day trying to make the best of what is a bad situation. It isn't just about the students and the teachers who lost their lives in Newtown, Connecticut. It's much deeper than that, and I hope that we can engage. It's hard to do with the wonders of life that we all praise and love, the creation, our thoughts about God and what it is in this circumstance that make these opportunities to try to write things so profound. We are set here to learn. That's my philosophy of life, is that we are all here on this planet. We are here together, and we're here to learn valuable lessons. Everything depends on the way you look at things. I've grown up to think that every problem is an opportunity, and I try to use opportunity instead of the word problem now when talking about situations like this. Is there a good side to this situation? Pretty darn hard to see it, but somewhere, somehow, some part of me wants to think that these 20 young children will not have died for no good reason, although it doesn't seem like there's any reason at all, because it's so there's so much misfortune. The families, the father of that one girl pouring his heart out. What kind of an opportunity is this? Can you see the hole in the donut? Is that what that's? The pessimist sees the hole. Other people see the donut. We can talk about our failures. It's discouraging. This is a failure of our society to deal with a serious problem, or problems, plural. Do you just run away from it because it's too hard to deal with? Is that how you lead your life? Do you deal with problems in your life? Do you tell people honestly? Honestly. After I saw that movie Flight yesterday and realized what part of the lesson was, at least for me, is to tell the truth. Hard to live and be in relationships with people that you care about, whether it's you, Richie, or Jennifer, or Roberta, or people that I have listening to me and have trust in what goes on here. Most of the time, we're having a pretty good time, but there are dark sides to all of us. Dark sides to our reality. And so dealing with those dark sides, if we can't do that in some way, shape, or form, if we can't nurture our minds and our body and our spirit, if we can't sign up to come and be conscious every day in some way, then we have failed our community. We are failing our community. We have failed those 20 children. For we can say they left, were dispatched after just a few years, and many of them seem to have great stories. When you find out more about them, they all have really great stories. So why the heck are they gone? Why is that question that is so hard to deal with? And is it important even? Somebody said to me last week, I was asking questions about why, and somebody who's very profound looked at me and said, why? Is it important as to why? Is it more important as to how?
It's how we deal with things. It's, yeah. You know, we want a beginning, a middle, and an end. We want reasoning. But
this is not a Christmas gift that most of us wanted. But maybe it is somewhere, somehow, deep, 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 deep inside of this tragedy, there is a gift for us. Will these children have brought us a gift so that other children their age will not go through what they have gone through?
And don't forget the adults. I mean, the one little silver lining that you can pull out of this are the way that, you know, the adults responded to this, the ones that lost their lives, that they were blockading themselves. I mean,
Really.
Would you do the same thing in an emergency? I mean, it's hard to know how you would respond. These people were heroes.
The teacher who lined up her children and stood in front of them.
Yeah.
And took the bullet. 800-510-8255. Mark's in Columbus with a thought. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I guess I just want to kind of give kind of a perspective from, you know, really what is some of the perspectives of people out on the street. You know, I'm kind of a easygoing guy. Haven't had a gun in the house for a long time. Have a couple now. Had small children. They're grown and that kind of thing. But, you know, one of the things that I noticed when I was just kind of going in and out of maybe something like Dick's Sporting Goods or some of the other places, that sell firearms. firearm sales are in escalation right now. And I think what we're looking at is there's a fear. And I think the fear is very real. One of the biggest fears that we have is this country does not trust its government. I think that it's being proven over and over again that we can't. I think that when you, again, when the pointer always indicates back to the government. How many kids are on drugs every single day that are prescribed by psychologists, psychiatrists, I mean, or doctors. You got kids that are allowed to buy M-rated video games in California at any age based on their governmental protection, freedom of speech. When we look at these social issues, we look at the fear, we look at the darkness that's upon this land, and there is. I think this is one of the reasons why you see this. And it's hard to, a lot of these people that are talking in and out of these gun shops that have kind of walked into, just to kind of observe, see what's going on, see what the tempo and the feeling is. Because there's big questions. How did a guy with two AR-15s, two handguns, and a third rifle found out bad, walk in with the full, camo, bulletproof vest, the whole 9 yards? Why would anybody walk into a classroom and just take out innocent children? It's beyond me.
On the surface, it's beyond all of us. But yet this is not a surface problem, and that's sort of what I'm trying to underscore here. There are so many honest expressions of love that are coming from people, and that's terrific. It's what you would expect as part of the process. But we also need to remember that the children who were loved were dispatched by a person who did not feel like he was loved. Why was that the case? What was going on with him? How did he get to this point? That's another thing that needs to be examined and not just brushed under the rug. That's been the thread through most of these disasters that we've had recently, the four or five that we can most all of us recently remember. It all comes back to the same thing. Something was dramatically missing in the lives of these people who perpetrated this crime. And so why isn't it recognized? The mother, is something going on with her? There's a whole thing in society. Women feel like they've got to, in order to be validated, they've got to be married. And they choose the wrong mates, and men choose the wrong mates for the wrong reasons. How many of you can really honestly say that you love and adore the person that you're partnered with?
Me.
If you aren't, what are you growing up? Richie can say that. But when you grow up in a situation where there's animosity and friction in the house, what do you think happens to the kids that grow up in that atmosphere? It's just...
No, I think it's more than that.
Well, of course it is, but that's part of it, Richie.
Yeah.
It is. Mark, it was a good call. Thank you. 800-510-8255. All right. Let's continue with the focus. Do we want to do it now? We pause for a moment, then let's go back to Jennifer, what people are saying. Give equal opportunity to folks on the phone at 800-510-8255, and people who are responding to some of the posts that we've put up, or the general posts on Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter @Good Day Show.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
18 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. And you talking about the meditating that's going on in our country. What's holding us back? Why are we in this? We're being held back. You know that, right? That's really what's the, our attachment to a strange form, a fascinating form of love in terms of, or maybe love isn't the right word, but the power, the awesome destructive power of people and what they can do with weapons. There's a fascination on video screens and on television screens and on movie screens. And is this part of the problem? All right, so Jen, what are you getting from a lot of the folks that are following us on our social media?
I thought this was actually really kind of a cool thing. Linda Jones said that ever since Friday, this song and prayer has been playing over and over in her mind. It goes like this. It says, "May angels lead you into paradise. Upon your arrival, may the martyrs receive you and lead you to the holy city of Jerusalem. May the ranks of angels receive you, and with Lazarus, once a poor man, may you have eternal rest." And I thought that was kind of cool. She said it happens to be something that comforted her as a Catholic, but she wanted to share it with everybody because she thought it was comforting for this time. So thank you, Linda, for sharing that.
800-510-8255. Let's have Rose, who's a juvenile probation officer, share some thoughts with us. Go ahead, Rose. You're on the air and Good Day. Hi.
Hi. I've been an officer for troubled children for almost 20 years now. And for almost 20 years, I've said over and over again, the biggest issue is we need to start sweating the small stuff. We need to get away from the philosophy of don't sweat the small stuff. It's the small stuff that gets into the bigger issues.
What's an example of that small stuff you're concerned about, Rose?
I've had so many kids where the parents will just sit there and say, well, okay, so they're smoking a cigarette. It's no big deal. So they're smoking marijuana. It's no big deal. It is a big deal. You know, because they're doing that, there's a void in their life. And if that void isn't filled, then bigger things happen. I call them my lost souls.
Yeah.
And then the bigger issue is mental health wants to medicate them instead of resolving the underlying issues.
You're onto it. I think your expertise and your experience is well-founded. Thank you for sharing some of it with us.
Bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter, was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
And change after the hour as we kind of look for some answers, some thoughts in the marketplace of ideas here on Good Day. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug or Roberta or Jennifer or Rich at DougStephan.com. You'll be able to follow all of this when we're off the air. There'll be the ability for you to go back and listen to podcasts of this. Hopefully a different way of looking at all of this. Maybe a little more penetrating, maybe a little deeper. Maybe it takes a little more time to think through some of these, but by engaging you in some kind of reflection, it hopefully, anyway, connects you to what I call our deeper selves. I will tell you, one thing that troubles me greatly about the reality of people in their psychoses is this epidemic of self-sabotage. People who are so down on themselves for whatever the reason, they think they have to have drugs to bring themselves out. They've been taught that that's a way of you relieving yourself of the feelings that you have, that you're not worthy, you're not welcome, yeah, you're not loved, you know, all of that stuff.
For years, everybody looks at this. What's the branch of the Scientology church where they've
physicians
created
committee on
physicians committee against something like that, and they basically go on radio and TV, don't try to attach themselves to the Church of Scientology, because then they know their people think they're crazy. But they basically talk about over medication of kids,
and they're right, 100%,
and they are right,
100%,
without a doubt.
Janelle in Hollywood, no, you're not in Hollywood. You want to talk about Hollywood? Go ahead, Janelle. You're on Good Day.
Roseburg, Oregon.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. And yes, I think most of our troubles, there's always disturbed people, always has been, but it's from Hollywood and the gaming industry's greed to push their violence and gore and everything. And
the greed of those who produce all these drugs and sell them.
Yeah,
there's something else to be said for that as well. There's a lot of greed. It goes all the way around here as part of the responsibility. I think that you're on to something there, Janelle. Thanks. Larry in Hibbing, Minnesota with a comment. Go ahead, Larry. You're next on Good Day. Hi.
Yes, thank you, Doug, for your program, for expounding on this and bringing it up and talking about it. But we're living in a changing world now, and our educators also have to be changing too. You know, educating our children is very important, but their job now is changing. We have to protect our children. And
what does that mean? Let's go a little deeper into that. You say they have to change. How do they have to change? What are they supposed to be doing that they aren't doing?
Well, they have to realize that these crackpots are out there.
But why is that their job, Larry?
Taking away the guns is not going to stop it.
No, we're not. I don't even want to talk about that. That's not a given. We're not talking about taking away guns.
I know.
We're talking about there's a psychology to this. So how do the teachers need to be?
If that school principal was armed, and when that crash on the broken, if she would have taken her gun and went out there and shot that guy,
never would have happened. Would not have ever been able to get to him.
You know they're there to do
he
damage.
He was done.
He would have saved her life. And
no.
She would have saved all
Nope. He was done what he was going to do in like less than a minute and a half. He'd shot all of those kids within a minute and a half, 2 minutes. The principal is never going to be able to get a gun out of a drawer or run down and shoot somebody in that much time. That's what we keep saying, these things, like the people on the air who have said, there was a gun in that movie theater, that guy wouldn't have been able to shoot. There are some examples, and we found them, and Richie and I have talked about them, where that may have been the case. But in this circumstance, the practical reality is there was a distance between where the principal was and where the
shooter
was.
What about armed guards?
Armed guards? That might be coming to that.
We got emails from the Fairfax County School Board today saying that there will be police at every single school in Fairfax County.
So,
For safety, but just for make people feel better.
Yeah. So how long does that last? Is that permanent? How much does it cost? And what's the pain associated with it? In the sense that what are your children going
to
think?
Police state.
An armed guard is not going to have a semi-automatic rifle.
We are getting
he only needs one bullet.
Getting to a police
yes,
state.
Yes, but somebody comes up with a semi-automatic rifle. I mean, what chance does that sole armed guard have?
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
Introducing a faster way to push-to-talk. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push-to-talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry creams, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina, if you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family.
We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's a good day to get gone.
Getting on or along with the conversation here, 33 after the hour. This half hour of the program focused as we have been through the whole day. And I don't know how I'll feel about this tomorrow. We may want to spend some more time on it tomorrow. Depends on what develops over the next 24 hours. But at some point, hopefully, we'll be able to, I know we will, get back to what we all would like to be involved in, and that's a feel-good session, thinking about how great this period of our life is. The Christmas season is aimed at lots of things that are mostly good. I'm thinking about lessons in life here and the toxicity of a lot of the conversation. How do you feel today emotionally? Honestly, Rich, how do you feel emotionally?
Just drained.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Roberta, what word would you use to describe your emotional state at the moment?
Disgusted.
And Jennifer, you?
I think it's exhausted.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Here's Bruce. I'd ask you the same question, Bruce. If you were to come up with a word about your emotional state, what would that word be?
I'm saddened. Very saddened.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, so how have you... tell us about your family and... how you've reflected on this over the weekend.
First of all, I'd like to qualify my statement by saying I am I was a U.S. Marine, mm-hmm. who served for this country. I'm a father of four adult children. I have one grandson. When I saw the news of this tragedy, I was actually picking my grandson up, and it tore my heart out. And these people's lives have been forever changed. However, I'd also like to say that I do believe I'm a responsible gun owner. And once again, I think this person's mother was not a responsible gun owner. And
Pardon me? You think?
Yeah. We had a discussion last night, a rather heated discussion, around while the president was on.
Who's we? Who are, you
my,
said
my,
we.
My wife and my two younger children who are adults. And... I think their thoughts are that disarming everybody is the right thing to do. I don't agree. There's such thing as a responsible gun owner, and I'd like to think that I'm one of them. I've taught my children the values and the harm that guns can bring. I think it's a sad day in our country that, you know, we have to worry about our children going to school. My grandson's two now, and now I just every day I look at the little guy and I think to myself, my God, what is he growing up to? You know, and it's horrible. This is a horrible world. We're living in a horrible world right now.
Well, we are responsible for this world. We are here. We are the caretakers. And if it's a horrible world, we better be looking in the mirror because we're responsible for it being a horrible world.
Let me ask this, and it's just a question that I pose. My kids went to school in California where there was a police officer, an armed police officer, on their high school campus. Mm-hmm. There was not one incident of guns being brought on campus. And this was before we moved to Arizona.
I think you're right. You know, there's a powerful
My brother's a cop on a high school campus.
There's probably something to what you're saying in dealing with the surface problem. You're probably right. It does set a there's a tone that's set by having somebody there. And the likelihood of this fellow having made it through the door under the circumstances that he did are probably diminished greatly by having had somebody on the grounds, as you described. Having said that, it doesn't deal. That deals with the surface. It does not deal with the underlying cause. Are we going to be now asked to pay another $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year per school to have somebody outside who's going to try to deter this sort of an event from taking place? That's one of the things that needs to be considered. Bruce, thanks for your call. Go ahead.
In L.A. schools, we have metal detectors. I mean, sadly, that's what it's come down to. But, I mean, maybe something like that. If you do have to go through a standpoint or something, I mean, yeah, if the guy comes in shooting, but it is one more blockade for him to get through. I mean,
one level.
Yeah.
Yep. But our dealing with this stuff, the reason that we are dealing with it is because we haven't dealt with what came before it. And many of us refuse to do that. I was interested in looking at some of the television stations having discussions about God's will and the desperation that some people have. The redeeming grace of this has been the people who gave their lives, the teachers, the principal, that sort of thing. But it keeps coming back to the gun, never... most people understanding that the assault rifle that he used was not going to be stopped by a single person with a single gun. And the only reason this kid is dead at the moment, at least, you know, the only fact we can come to bear with is that he took his own life.
Mm-hmm.
It just is the back and forth stuff. The politicians that are calling for gun control, I want to puke when I listen to some of these phonies.
The mental illness reform. You got this big old health care bill out there.
Yeah.
And there probably isn't anywhere in that thing that talks about mental health care.
No, there's not anything that deals with anything that has to do with health. It's all about insurance.
The thought that was just going through my head just a few minutes ago. Mm. The father and the brother.
Mm-hmm.
What becomes of their lives?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we haven't heard really from them.
The father released a statement and said, you know, I'm struggling to understand this just with anybody else.
He
my
bears
heart
part of the
out.
Responsibility, the divorce and the...
But the brother. Let's see the brother.
Well, the brother, especially since he was implicated initially as the shooter, mm-hmm. and there's been some interesting notations regarding social media, how in many cases it took social media quite a while to catch up with the fact that that young man was not the shooter.
He had the post on his Facebook, I didn't do it, I'm at work, it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
How old is this guy?
He's 24, I think.
Yeah, he lives in Hoboken.
So sad.
But I'm looking at some of the other comments.
Change your name.
Posted.
Yeah. And move.
And move. A lot of people who listen to this program are in the Midwest, in the so-called heartlands, people in the Mid-South. And I'm looking at this post from somebody in the Midwest who says, I've seen families break up over issues like this. We see it as an extreme ban on. The reason I'm reading this and attracted to it, by the way, is because of the last caller. That's why I'm bringing this up, because he said they had, you heard what he said, Bruce said they had a discussion last night at dinner or at home at his house about this, and what some people in the family said didn't agree with what other folks in the family had to say. And I think that's really, that is a core discussion. I don't bother having it with my family because we all agree there's no reason to have a further conversation about it. What we did talk about, because of the background of my two children and what they do professionally, and what they do professionally becomes really a part of their lives. My son pretty much lives, eats, breathes, sleeps what his career is at the moment, because he's around these people. He is called upon. He's living with a fellow who's a drug addict. The guy can't control himself, so Brendan has moved into his house to keep him from killing himself, in essence. That's how these people that get this stuff into your system. It's so powerful. Again, I call your attention to this movie Flight that tells the story of an addicted pilot. I mean, how many people are there professionally? Policemen, teachers, people who do what I do for a living, in every walk of life. How many of them are out there driving a car or trying to function at work who are under the influence of alcohol or drugs, and they pass it off? I mean, this guy, in the story, is able to function while he is under the influence of cocaine and alcohol. How many others are there out there? And this is a man who's in his, theoretically, what, late 40s, probably early 50s? We are so over-medicated, and we're so interested. I can remember a woman who was very close to me for a long time, who every time she'd get sick, or she'd be depressed, or she'd be out of sorts, where's the pill? It's all about a pill. I need a pill to feel this way. I need a pill to fix that. It's pills, 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 and more pills.
No. And it's even milder than that. How many of us need to drink a cup of coffee or tea, yeah, or soda or something like that to, yeah, wake up in the morning, or when you start to feel down, this five-hour energy drinks?
Right.
And
I had this. Now, all right, let me tell you that story. I went to an event, and I spent most of the weekend in Santa Barbara, which is about an hour and 20 minutes from where I live here in Santa Monica. So I would drove back and forth four times over the weekend to various things that I was participating in. And Saturday night I left this. I had been at an event that lasted about 5.5-6 hours. And I was very sleepy, very, very sleepy when I left, or before I left. And I said to the lady who hosted the event, I've just hit a wall. And she sent me downstairs to a couch in the basement, and I slept there for about an hour before I got up and left. But I had one of these little bottles of this energy stuff, and I had it in the car with me, thinking that I would probably fall asleep, or not fall asleep, but I'd be sleepy. And what I did instead was call Meredith and talk to her on the phone for my whole trip back. Mm-hmm. The two of us were on the phone together. It was like 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
We just talked about it, and she said, "I'm worried about you. I want to go. Just keep talking." I know she would, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Think she'd rather be sleeping? Probably.
And then when I told Megan yesterday that I had this, she looked at me and said, "Dad, are you crazy? You know how you react to caffeine? You would have been up. You'd have been wired. You'd have
three
gone
days."
Right. Yep. So we listened, and I succumbed to the advertising. I saw this thing in the store. I said, "Okay, I'll buy it to keep me from falling asleep." And how many of us do that?
Well, more importantly, how many 16, 18, and 20-year-old boys are using it just to kind of keep them amped up?
To cope.
I'm trying to read some of these other posts here. I'm so tired. This is somebody named Casper who says, "I'm so tired of the God's will argument. What do these children ever do to God to deserve to be gunned down in cold blood? This has nothing to do with God not being in our schools or any other religious malarkey. It has everything to do..."
Those kids are fine.
Well, they're runaways.
It's a horrible, horrible tragedy.
Drunk on violence.
They're, you have to believe they're in a better place.
It's those
of us that are left behind that suffer.
If you have that belief, then you can be consoled with it. It still doesn't make us feel much better, though, I don't think.
No, that's tough.
Anyway, 800-510-8255. Thank you for your pensive comments. We'll continue with this because I think it has an appropriateness. As I said, I'll kind of tomorrow we'll figure out whether we still stick with this as much. I don't know if there's not a lot of new developments. I think we have to kind of try to get back into the fold of things. But this is what's on everybody's mind today. It is worth a reflection on what you have thought over the weekend, because you've had some time, and many of you didn't go to work, so you've had more time to think about it, perhaps, and read and think about it and come up with excuses if that's what you want to do. A lot of people just, they're so stuck, all they do is come up with excuses. You surrender your power when you do that, I think. Anyway, I think you got to somehow or other is not make peace with it, because there's nothing peaceful about this. It's so painful. How do they? But the question remains for us to ask about these families: how in the world do they ever make peace with their pain? How do they? There's nothing. Do you forgive this, Adam?
Watching that father speak when he clearly had and offered his prayers to that, to the family of that kid. I mean, I think you have to honor his daughter by following his lead. Really,
It's 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
In-store only. Ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks. Subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh. Whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really? Really?
It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh. What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, it doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
let's just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
As I continue to inform myself as to what's going on, I'm looking around at all of the things that people are noticing, the usual celebrity stuff. How do the celebrity shows, Jennifer, handle this sort of thing? They're so irrelevant. And so much of the stuff that we spend so much of our time on, Kristen Stewart going to a restaurant and eating a turkey burger.
Yeah, what? Seems a little inappropriate at the time. You know, it was interesting to watch.
Time.
Yeah, Access Hollywood, and they actually been talking a lot about it, getting into his head and how the celebrities are responding and that sort of thing.
As a
people still have businesses to run, so they go out and do their job.
Here's a fellow named Leo, says time to take on the president, take on the gun lobby, or is it too late? There's a lot of that stuff floating around, too, as you know. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
DetoxUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, and I with you talking about the obvious. We have not mentioned the 50 shots that were fired near the mall at Newport Beach yesterday. A fellow walked into the parking lot, had a gun, and just started firing away. Most of the shots went into the air.
Got him fairly quickly, thankfully.
Right.
But.
And they think that the California ban on assault weapons that prohibits the use of magazines that hold more than 19 bullets is what stopped him, if somebody could get to him after he reloaded a couple of times. All right, so normally in this point at the program's, the program's demand, we talked to Chuck Curry about movies, movie violence. You know, you're a big believer in these horrible films, so you think they're entertaining, these horror movies, Scream and Halloween and all of that crap, with the unmitigated violence that shows up there, the disturbed
elements. Hey, listen, you and I are biggest fans of 24 that there were.
And that was huge.
And Lethal Weapon.
It's not about justification. It is, these things are all part of the culture.
Everybody enjoys a good action flick.
Have become used to. So the people who are pointing fingers, though, at Hollywood, Chuck, how it's not like you have to defend Hollywood, but how does Hollywood defend itself if there is a defense?
Well, I'm certainly not going to defend Hollywood. It's hard to really give a rational explanation to what, you know, caused this guy to do what he did. I mean, I certainly don't think there's any defense whatsoever. I personally don't play violent video games. I wouldn't have my child play a violent video game, but I do, you know, watch violent programming. Rich stated 24 was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, me too.
I do like Dexter on Showtime very much. I'm a big fan of The Walking Dead on AMC. I mean, 15 million people a week watch that program, but still, there's nothing in my mind that would ever make me want to hurt another human being the way this person did. And I don't, it's just part of our culture. I don't know if you want to call
but
it evolution.
It's too easily passed off.
To the 60s. I mean, look at a movie like The Dirty Dozen, which was what done in the 1960s, which was really Hollywood's first primary bit of harsh violence on a big screen. But I mean, we've evolved, and there's no doubt, into some really violent material. I mean, I don't think that's defendable. I don't think children certainly should watch it, but I don't think you could roll the ball backwards. I don't see our country or our culture going to a point where we go back to a G or PG rated movie system.
No, the culture goes forward. The culture goes forward, Trucker, unless and these things are multiplying so fast, there's a big snowball effect that you wonder if there's any hope other than just complete destruction and starting over again. How do you wipe out? How do you deal with all of the intrinsic things that are so much a part of our culture, the excess of our culture?
You do it one family at a time. Yeah. You take care of your family. I take care of mine. And you know what?
Teach ownership of people.
That's the only way it happens. It doesn't happen through legislation. Yeah, it doesn't happen through Hollywood. It happens by you and me taking care of our own. And
taking care of business.
If everybody watches
and the guy who
backyard,
was the father of that kid was nowhere to be found. He had no male influence in his life.
Yeah,
I don't think so. You know, last night in my community, I did a revival of It's a Wonderful Life, and I spoke to the audience for about 10 or 15 minutes about the value of community. I saw interrelated to our community theater to the theme of It's a Wonderful Life. And I tell you, for me, therapeutically and people who attended, I think it was a big positive escape from what happened in Connecticut.
What was the age group of the people in the theater, Chuck?
We had 184 people.
What age group would you say?
What's that?
What age group would you say they were?
I would say between mostly people over the age of 40.
Yeah. I went to see, and this relates to our conversation today, I went to see the movie Flight yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the first hour of it was kind of an action flick and what I expected and kind of what I wanted to see.
Right.
And then the second hour was all about Alcoholics Anonymous and the character. Yeah. They could have done more with the character. But the message was clear. And when presented with these issues that we're talking about this weekend, and that guy and his compulsion with drugs and alcohol and stuff, mm-hmm. you wonder, again, about how many people are functioning out there or sort of functioning under the same circumstance. Because you can. You can do things and not get caught, spend your whole career.
Well, that's why I like that film. I don't think it made excuses for what he did. He was what he was, and it didn't over-glamorize his life. He played a pathetic person, Denzel Washington, but in that movie, he was a functioning addict.
Yeah, how many of those people out there are like that, and what is that say about the whole situation we find ourselves in? Chuck Curry is our movie man here on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.